We are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis on this Sunday, November 29th. Month is just flying right by. We will be joined by Webster Tarpley for the majority of this hour going into the financial collapse and also the climate gate crisis. I have some really crazy leftist articles over here by people like George Moonbath saying, look, we can't pretend they're not there and most people aren't going to understand the explanations, but climate change is real and we still need the carbon tax. But I really want to get into this financial information, do a little bit of a recap of what Webster was talking about on Alex's Jones show just a few moments ago. I mean, we have Bernanke trying to, you know, push further the agenda of the Federal Reserve and the banksters by saying, well, if you take any way our power away, we're really going to have this collapse sooner and we can't be audited, even though it's out of committee now. 1207 is yet another victory for the Patriot movement. Let's get right into it with Webster Tarpley. Can we just get a small overview of what you were discussing with Alex prior?
Yes, Jason. The main thing to look at right now is the bankruptcy of Dubai, which is in some ways a national bankruptcy. In other words, a sovereign entity seems to be going bankrupt, although there's some question about this. Dubai, you remember, is this emirate in the Persian Gulf or Arabian Gulf, as you may want to call it. It's not that far from the Straits of Hormuz, right? It has a border with Oman there, and it's a big U.S. Air Force base, and it's part of the United Arab Emirates. The main center of the United Arab Emirates is Abu Dhabi, and they're the ones who have the oil wells and therefore the money. So the Sheikh of Dubai had gone into these monstrous real estate speculations, right? He built this huge hotel in the form of a sail. He's got a building which is going to be, I guess, the best part of a mile high. He's got these real estate developments on the water where he does them in the pattern of a palm, or he's got one of them that looks like the map of the world when seen from above. And all of this stuff had been mainly invested in by the British, and now he's bankrupt. That is to say, he claims he's not bankrupt. The Emir of Dubai is a degenerate by the name of Maktoum, and this is somebody who has slaves, right, as all of these emirates. This was a guy who was big into camel racing, and the camel jockeys, it turns out, were small boys who had been kidnapped for the purpose of being camel jockeys and kept as slaves, probably for other reasons too, which we won't go into. So this is Maktoum, and he's an absolute degenerate and a puppet of the British and now, of course, of the U.S. So between Wednesday and Thursday, this Dubai World, Dubai Ports World, and Nakheel, N-A-K-H-E-E-L, have announced that they can't pay. So they want a rescheduling. They want a standstill, which means they don't have to pay anything for a while. Then they want to reschedule, and then of course it means that they're in default, right? They're essentially bankrupt because they've stopped paying, and that has caused a world stock market panic. It was not seen too much here in the U.S. because the markets were closed on Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then there was only this short session, right, just the morning of Friday. But that was already enough for the U.S. market to go down 150 points. But in other parts of the world, it was much worse, right? The Japanese have lost 5 or 6%. Korea lost 1%, 5% in one day. And other markets in Europe were down 3 or 4%, especially on that Thursday. So we are now in the calm just before the storm, because when the New York market opens tomorrow morning, if you look at the futures, they are signaling that the stock market will crash by about minus 200 points, and that may not be all of it, right? Because you've got essentially the what I've been able to determine, the money that was put into Dubai World was put in by a bunch of British banks and other banks, including Citibank, and that they may be now forced to sell assets, which could turn into a real stock market panic, among other things.
This situation in Dubai is the headline over at Reuters. We are actually going to delve deeper into this with Webster Griffin Tarpley. We've got all his books here at Infowars.com. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
The illusion created by the Power Elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Webster Griffin Tarpley. This is the headline out of Reuters. United Arab Emirates moves to counter Dubai fallout, but markets wary. The United Arab Emirates offered banks emergency support on Sunday, the first steps to ease fears that a looming debt default by two of Dubai's flagship firms could derail the global economic recovery, as if the recovery was actually taking place. Now, this is something we have covered before on the show, but not as in depth. And as I understand it, Webster, there are separate laws out in Dubai. A lot of people who were there thinking that this was going to be an economic boom, had bought apartments there, had accepted jobs there, all of a sudden couldn't afford their bills, and they left the country in fear of actually being imprisoned because the system is so different there. And like you said, they were building these lavish hotels. They were also building these artificial type islands out in the water that were just a spectacle. I couldn't even believe it. You can go to Google Earth if you don't believe me and go check these man-made objects out. So what does this all mean? I mean, is this a bailout for these people? This United Arab Emirates offering bank emergency support? What does it mean?
Well, the idea is that the United Arab Emirates, and in particular the Abu Dhabi part of it, is that's where the money is. The Emirates are, I think there are 7 or 8 of them, but the only two that amount to anything are Dubai, which is the one with these huge buildings, which is bankrupt now, and then Abu Dhabi with the oil wells and the money. The bailout, if it's real, would be that the emir of Abu Dhabi comes to the aid of his fraternal degenerate brother, the emir of Dubai, with this money. But I think, I don't believe this, frankly. I think this is just a press release because I don't see it happening because, you know, who guarantees us that the Emir of Abu Dhabi is able to do this in the present situation?
So do you think this is a maneuver to stall the actual situation?
Pardon me?
Is this a maneuver to stall the actual situation by saying, yes, we're going
to
come in?
Yeah, to avoid a world panic on Monday morning, because otherwise that's what you're going to have. Let me just go through this now. The British banking system has already been fatally weakened a year ago in the wake of Lehman Brothers. And remember, the British helped to force Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy. So now they've sown the whirlwind, and now they're going to harvest it. The big banks holding the bag for the Emir of Dubai are Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, £10 billion of debt. Now, this is the old Hong Kong one, the one that's implicated in all the stories about narcotics and narcotics coming out of China and so forth. So that's HSBC, $10 billion in debt. Then you have Barclays Bank. Barclays Bank is one that you, the American taxpayer, bailed out through the bailout, through the graces of Geithner. They are owed £3 billion. So it's again, it's about $4.5 billion to $5 billion. Royal Bank of Scotland, which was the biggest bank and the biggest corporation in the world until it blew up last year, is owed a lot. Lloyds Bank is also owed. We've also got Mitsubishi UFJ of Japan and Sumitomo Mitsui, obviously the two Japanese trading companies implicated there. You've also got Citibank. And when you get to Citibank and Citigroup, that's where you have to worry. It would be a good thing to audit the Fed. It would be a far better thing to seize the Fed and nationalize it immediately, because otherwise if you audit it, you will know that Bernanke is putting money into Citibank to cushion them against losses from Dubai. Better is to own it as the American government and say, no, we're not going to do that. And we have all of these stories now about, you know, people scurrying around the world trying to put together different bailout packages and different, you know, things for tomorrow morning. Again, one of them is that Dubai seems to own the Queen Elizabeth II, so they may have to hock. They put the Queen Elizabeth II on eBay to get the money for the emir to pay his debt. So on the one side, we've been looking now for the second wave of the depression here in the U.S. and in Europe and Japan, and this seems to be it. In other words, since March, we've had Bernanke with 0% Federal Reserve lending to banks only, not to production, only to parasitical banks, credit card companies, insurance companies, and so forth. So that has created an asset bubble, right? The Dow Jones has gone from 6,500 to over 10,000, and now that is a candidate to collapse again, because there was nothing real in it anyway. It was simply an asset bubble based on 0% lending. Here's the other thing, though, is the dollar carry trade. The dollar carry trade is your bank here, you go to the Federal Reserve, you borrow for 0%, and then you send that money overseas to some emerging market, which is much, much riskier, but where the returns are much higher. Notice also when this happens, that's what puts such a tremendous downward pressure on the dollar. Because you're generating this hot money at the Fed, and then that is used to buy a foreign currency, sell the dollar. So that drives the dollar down. If you want to do something to make the dollar a little healthier, one thing to do would be to end that practice. But now let's look at the countries where this stuff has been going. That hot money from the U.S. dollar carry trade has been going to places like Greece, like Hungary, Latvia, Estonia, Turkey, the Ukraine, Qatar, Ireland, Malaysia, India, Russia. I think now there's a very good chance that as, again, Citibank feels the pinch and others, too, through their derivatives, through their credit default swaps. Every bank in Wall Street is linked into Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland and HSBC through these monstrous derivatives. That what's going to happen is they're going to have to dump assets. They're going to have to start selling derivatives, selling stocks, selling commodities, selling all sorts of things, and that will then add to the panic in the U.S., although it will also add to the panic in these countries. Now, some of these countries are approaching national bankruptcy. Certainly, Ukraine, Latvia, and Iceland are all countries to immediately declare a debt moratorium, which is what I would recommend to all of them. And in all of them, there's political ferment around precisely this issue. In Ukraine, you have a lady running for president, Natalia Vitrenko, who seems to be basically saying, get the IMF out of our country. But these other, Iceland, of course, the other country that needs, urgently needs a debt moratorium, and indeed Latvia. But in some of these other countries, again, the Greece, Hungary, Turkey, India, places like this, Ireland, they may simply go into national bankruptcy. In other words, they may simply implode, because when the hot money leaves them and is called back to New York to pay these urgent debts, or if it goes somewhere else where they think the chances are better, then that essentially deflates these places and leaves them really among the ruins. So I think there's a significant potential, can't be sure quite yet, that this Dubai event is sort of the outside event that nobody had in particular been looking for, that will bring on the second wave of the depression, the second wave of the panic, the collapse of this asset bubble, which has been engineered now, not anymore by Bush and Paulson and Bernanke, but now by Obama, Geithner, Summers, and Bernanke, and make it obvious to everybody that there's still a depression and that this has not been solved. And indeed, the real economy is getting worse and worse, right, as anybody who looks at the unemployment statistics would see, right? 17% real unemployment, even in the government's terms. I would say it's closer to 25% unemployment, if you really factor in the people who are so discouraged that they don't look for work, or who never even started to look for work because they were
Look, let's
so
be honest about the unemployment, Webster. I turn on CNN now, and they now have something called the 30-second spot, where people who are unemployed actually go on television and pitch themselves for a job. That's how bad it's gotten. Did you ever think we would be watching the national news and unemployed people would be on the air saying, please hire me, this is what I can do? But that's the reality today.
Well, you know, in the other depression, we had Hoovervilles, and now we have Obamavilles, right? We've got all sorts of tent cities. They're a little bit spiffier than a Hooverville, but that's what it is. And you've got a lot of desperate people. And it used to be, you know, before media, you'd go down to the city corner and you'd put a piece of cardboard around your neck and you'd say, I'm looking for work, right? Or I will work for food. And you can see these in all languages from the Great Depression. That's basically where we are. So Obama has completely failed. And obviously, one of the things you want to do when you get a worldwide panic like this, the countries that succeed, generally slap on capital controls and exchange controls, which is to say we're going to stop the flow of hot money, and they'd be well advised to slap on a 1% Tobin tax to begin this process of discouraging speculation. Because up to now, everything is done to encourage speculation. We have 0% Federal Reserve lending for speculation only, not for production, only for speculation, and it's not taxed. There's no tax on this constant flow back and forth of the hot money, right? They have flash trading. They have high-frequency trading, program trading, you know, millions of transactions per second, and that's all tax-free, right? Whereas the rest of us poor slobs, if we want to go, in many states, when you go to the grocery store and buy the food for the week for the family, you're going to be paying 6 or 8 or 10% on your grocery bill, and certainly, even if you escape that, if you have to buy clothing or shoes for your children, you're going to be paying whatever the state sales tax is. So we pay, but the bankers don't pay. And I say, time for the bankers to pay, and they should pay through the nose. And 1% is really little enough to demand of these bankers, given what they're doing. That's a way, rather than just railing against Goldman Sachs, you want to hurt Goldman Sachs, you want to shut them down, go with the Tobin tax, and that'll gouge 1% out of every one of their flash trades, and they will soon realize that flash trading is just no longer what it used to be, and they're going to have to drop that. And they're using that to bid up the price of gasoline. It'd be interesting to see what happens to the price of gasoline and oil now. It may be that as these hedge funds go bankrupt, they have to sell their positions, and it might go down a little bit.
On the other side, I want to talk to Webster about what it might look like in the market Monday morning, as well as the semantical terms they use. I mean, Obama's talking about a double-dip recession. They won't use the word depression. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Established media still refuses to use the term depression. They just refuse to use the term depression. Barack Obama gets on television. He says we might be in for a double dip recession before the global economic recovery really takes place. I want to ask Webster Tarpley what he thinks about this semantic game that the elite like to play with their minions, as well as what are the scenarios we could see tomorrow, best and worst case due to this Dubai situation, Webster.
Well, first of all, this quibbling about depression is completely idiotic. This is a world economic depression. When you have, as we've had it, the overall level of world trade, the single biggest indicator of everything going on in the world is international trade. And according to the WTO, World Trade Organization, that had declined by almost 40% from the peak reached in 2008 to the low reached a little bit earlier now in 2009. So minus 40% on world trade is a depression, and it's actually more. We have had what amounts to the disintegration of the U.S. and British banking system, so that these are now wards of the government, meaning that they are the recipients of the money of the taxpayer. These are zombie banks. They do not lend. They don't provide credit for plant and equipment or any commerce or anything of that sort. They simply sit there. They try to charge you fees. They rook you. They bid up the price of oil. They do their proprietary trading, which is damaging to the public interest. And, of course, they trade derivatives, including these credit default swaps, which are now going to bring them down again, because undoubtedly the credit default swaps from Dubai are all over Wall Street, and that will create, you know, more massive losses, that, which this time are going to be passed on immediately to John Q. Public. I would say it's a depression. It's a disintegration. And by disintegration, I mean something like the collapse of 1987 in the stock market. That's just a collapse. Goes down, comes up again. A disintegration is something like the German hyperinflation of 1923, or when the British defaulted on gold payment in September 1931 and destroyed the world monetary system. Those are disintegrations. In other words, they actually destroy institutions and don't leave anything in their place. And I would call it also a breakdown crisis of imperialism in general, because it corresponds to this total crisis of the U.S. as an empire, as a military operation, as a reserve currency, the dollar, of course, in big crisis in that regard. So it's it gets to be a total crisis of world civilization. So it's far more than simply a recession, right? You've had so many of those. This is much worse. Now, in terms of tomorrow, I'm just looking during the break. Now, most of the weekend, the New York futures were signaling down 200, right? A fall of 200 at the opening. But now, the wonderful work of the plunge protection team is now in evidence, because it's now up 30 at the opening. So this PPT, again, using Federal Reserve money, has come in, and they've bought up those stock futures to try to prop it up and try to stem the panic. And whether that works is anybody's guess. Japan has just opened now, and the Nikkei seems to be up about 1%, where everybody had thought it would be down, right? Continuing the trend of Thursday and Friday in particular, when Japan was down. Now, in Japan, they do it openly and legally. They have something called the Stock Buying Authority. And the Japanese Stock Buying Authority goes out and buys stock to try to prop up the market and prevent, you know, gap down. And they want to avoid situations where there are no buyers, only sellers. So they do all that. So fine, how long they can keep that up, I really don't know. And, you know, what the next piece of bad news will be, I also don't know. But it is significant that all of this is going on. And it also adds to the sense in the world that theories about the weather, you know, your concern for the penguins or the polar bears, that's all well and good. But when you have high unemployment, or maybe not well and good, as I would say, but when you have really high unemployment, and they have a second round of financial panic, you just can't afford that kind of nonsense, right? You simply can't afford it. So that would be the lesson for this Copenhagen gathering of ghouls and vampires and charlatans and quackademics starting on December 7th, right? That this is not a good backdrop for them to have this Dubai stuff going on.
And we're only a week away from that, of 9 days to be exact. These emails leaking and then Barack Obama saying he's going to attend indicates to me that they are just going to continue their push for global governance. Now, I want to get your take, whether you think people are going to be signing on to this Copenhagen Treaty, whether this will really be three pillars, one of which is world government, and how they can just ignore all this data. that has been leaked to the mainstream media, and the media trying to do spin control right now. We'll be back after this with Webster Griffin Tarpley. You can get all his books over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
We are back, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I want to remind everybody that Webster Griffin Tarpley is an author. His latest book is Surviving the Cataclysm. You can get all his work over here at Infowars.com. A very intelligent and well-read man, well-spoken as well. Now, as we get into ClimateGate, we've read the Copenhagen Treaty here on air. The term government or intergovernmental or governmental appears over 24 times, as does the term tax over 12 times. This cap and trade is a scheme to take more from you so you have less and the establishment can consolidate power. So I want to get your take on these climate emails leaking, and now the left is running all over the place. George Monbiot, who's over at The Guardian, one of those unapologetic leftists who's written a book called The New World Order, Pro-World Government, says, you know, we can't pretend like ClimateGate isn't happening and most people aren't going to understand, you know, why we're still right. So we really have to control this situation. Where do you see all this headed, Webster?
Well, it is an exercise in criminal genocide. In other words, high crimes against humanity, under the guise of worrying about polar bears, penguins, glaciers, and ice caps. And that's always what it was. And in particular, we have this Waxman-Markey bill, right? The one that's passed the House and is now supported by Senator Boxer in a different form. It creates this speculative market in carbon offsets. Now just the fact of doing that, that's the cap and trade part. This will probably double the U.S. export price of basic agricultural commodities like wheat, corn, but also some others, maybe rice and some others beyond that. The U.S. wheat market is the U.S. ability to export wheat is the basis of world food stability such as it is. And we know we're down to almost no reserve stocks here in the age of globalization and globaloney. And we also know that the U.S. corn export is absolutely key for nutrition in large parts of Latin America, right? The land of the tortilla and the taco. Now, if you impose this this idiotic, monstrous, lunatic cap-and-trade scheme, you will, at the minimum, double the U.S. export price of those commodities. Now, we know from the FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization in Rome, that we've got about 1 billion people in the world who are living at the verge of starvation. So you double the U.S. export price, several hundred million can be expected to slip off the edge into starvation and death. And that is genocide beyond the wildest dreams of Hitler. And that's got to be faced for what it is. Naturally, I say you'll double the price. When Goldman Sachs and Citibank and J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley come in there and start a speculative bubble in those carbon offsets, then there's no telling where the price will go. I mean, maybe it will triple or quadruple or quintuple the U.S. export price for these agricultural basic commodities. So it's essentially leaping into a world of genocide with no limit. And this is an expression of this world oligarchy, right? The idea that there's a finance oligarchy that is devoted to Malthusianism. They hate science. They hate technology. They hate modern industry. They hate the impact of those things on a social order because they realize that in a society where more rational criteria ruled, oligarchs like these would simply not be able to exercise authority. I mean, somebody like Al Gore is obviously a cretin, and he would not be able to parade himself as a pompous intellectual figure if you had a society where something other than money was ruling the roost, right, which is what he does, right? He can do this because he's filthy rich, among other things, and he's got a whole bunch of foundations and rich elitists who back him up. So in some ways, it's a turning point in the history of the world. Now, I think there's a good chance to block this climate change treaty. I think the treaty itself is already blocked. What is now being attempted in Copenhagen is a kind of a political umbrella accord, right? Sort of guidelines for a future treaty, which also has to be blocked. And this is just as dangerous. And that's why Obama has now been convinced to go there and put his somewhat tarnished prestige on the line, right? And we have to hope that this will also be a debacle and a complete failure for him, because it'll be easier to oppose him inside the country if the world repudiates him once again, as they already did in Copenhagen on the Chicago Olympics issue. Now, the oligarchs would like to proceed as if nothing had happened, right? It's like, you know, with issues like 9/11 truth and many other things, right? Oligarchs like to simply rule certain facts off the table, right, because they're hysterical. They say, those facts are not facts. They don't matter. The debate is over. The debate is over. Some of these people even issue threats, right? If you don't stop saying that the debate is continuing, then I know, I'll beat you up the next time I see you. So they'd like to continue as if the whole thing was not happening, right? We have these damning emails, but I don't think they'll be able to do that. We do have this, again, I want to call attention, Ivo de Boer, Y-V-O-D-E-B-O-E-R. This is a Eurogarch, right? This is a European oligarch. He's obviously a member of the titled feudal aristocracy of Europe, right? The de means that he's a nobleman, and he's the UN chief of the UN climate program. He's the top honcho, the manager of this Copenhagen gathering of ghouls. And he had a secret meeting with Obama about 10 days ago to try to develop a fallback strategy for Copenhagen. But since they could not get the treaty signed, sealed, and delivered in all of its legally binding details, and they couldn't do that because China and India said no. And it's good for us that they said no. Thank God they said no. China and India basically say, we will not let ourselves be strangled by this carbon insanity, right? We'll give you some lip service, but more than that, we won't give you. Go China, go India, that's the way to go. Because, of course, in our country, we have morally insane leadership that's not even capable of that. So there was also a big, you know, a big rebellion of African countries that felt that they were being shortchanged on the development aid side of this. And they're absolutely right, because the goal of this is to cause genocide among them before anybody else. And a bunch of other non-aligned countries, smaller island states, a whole catalog of different groups of countries have registered the fact that they're not happy. Now, Obama's going to go, and he's going to commit the U.S. to a 17% reduction in carbon emissions. And we have to make the point, he does not speak for us. He does not have the power to commit the United States to any such thing. That cannot be done by executive agreement. It cannot be done, for example, by Obama signing secret protocols in some back room, haggling with a bunch of Eurogarks and other monsters, right? This it's just verbiage, right? It's a throwaway line among many throwaway lines that Obama reads off his teleprompter. It does not bind us. So I think the possibilities of making this thing a deadlock are there, right? They're real. And we've got to mobilize, right? You've got to make sure that the Congress hears from you, and you've just got to manifest that the U.S. public opinion repudiates and rejects this entire thing. There's a special anti-American feature in all this stuff, in case people haven't noticed, which is this idea that the U.S. is the land of scientific optimism and the belief that technology and science can solve human problems, right? That seems to be what the U.S. is blamed for. And I'd say, good, that is one of the main good things you have in this country still. Europe, obviously, the land of cultural pessimism, historical pessimism, the idea that, you know, the human condition is tragic. Well, no, we don't accept that. And that, you know, that may be stylish in certain intellectual milieu, but that's a bunch of garbage and baloney. And it's typical of countries that have, you know, been through the mill in the way that, that Europe has been, and that are now subjected to this Brussels Eurocratic, Eurogarchic regime, right? They've just succumbed now to the Lisbon Treaty, even though a lot of people didn't want to do it. So don't.
Well, Webster, let me just stop you, because you just talked about the Lisbon Treaty. Do you think that any of the leaders of any of these nation states, the big ones, are going to sign the Copenhagen Treaty? Will Barack Obama do more than lip service? Will he sign onto this treaty?
They can sign a treaty, because there will be no treaty to sign. In other words, in the sense of the final text, which is then going to be signed, and then it's going to be taken back and submitted to, you know, the parliaments or the Senate for ratification. I don't see that. I think they've all said that they don't have this. Now, maybe they're lying, but I don't think it would be in their interest to lie about this. What they're going to try to do is to get a general political set of guidelines that they all commit to. And again, we have to stress that that has zero value, that Obama is a lame duck. He is a minority president now, according to most of the polls. He will become more of a minority president, and all chances are that he will lose control. He will lose his majority in the Congress, in less than a year. So it's a matter of, again, gridlock. The best thing you can hope for, where you have the Democratic Party with Obama, and then the reactionary Republicans, who are in no way any better, right? These are the Republicans today who tell you that they're so concerned about deficits. This is the party with Ronald Reagan. Deficits don't matter. As Dick Cheney said, Ronald Reagan proved that deficits don't matter. That's the Republican Party. The Republican Party borrow and spend. The Democratic Party tax and spend. Take your pick. No thanks. We're not going to take that pick. And anybody who does that is a fool and a dupe. So, gridlock. The only thing you can hope for is that the forces of evil on both sides will fight each other to a standstill, and the status quo will prevail for a while longer, because all the new proposals are qualitatively worse than what you have today, be it health care, be it this cap and trade. Cap and trade is very easy. There is no real underlying problem. So it's very easy just to say no, no, no. Healthcare, there really is a real underlying problem, but you have to assume that nothing can be done about it now, given the bankrupt approaches of both of the parties.
Well, I guess we'll leave you here because you do have to run. Do you think that they'll just release some kind of a pointless communique? Is that what we'll see at the end of this?
No,
kind of like we saw at the G20?
They'll try to have some kind of a political statement, which they're going to pretend is somehow binding, and then they'll continue. I think the next round of this thing is set already for Mexico City, I believe. In other words, they're going to go on with their conferences, and they do control the European Union, at least for the moment. So they'll continue, and it's important to make clear that Obama has no ability under the Constitution to commit the United States to anything in this regard. It cannot be done by executive order or executive agreement, and therefore he is way out on a limb, and make that clear to everybody.
All right, Webster, thank you so much for joining us. Webster Griffin Tarpley, you can get all his books over at Infowars.com. Let's move forward now. You got it. Thank you so much, Webster. Let's move forward now and read this out of The Guardian. Now, George Monbiot is the author of The New World Order. He has signed countless memorandum calling for a global government, calling for a way to stop, quote unquote, climate change. We need global government to stop climate change. That's what we've been warning you about. Now, the headline here is pretending the climate email leak isn't a crisis won't make it go away. Climate skeptics have lied, obscured, and cheated for years. That's why we climate rationalists must uphold the highest standards of science. Now, right off the bat, he goes after people that were skeptical of what people were saying about global warming due to really largely in part to something like the great global warming swindle, the fact that there aren't less polar bears, the fact that the glaciers aren't really melting, okay? The fact that the sun is going through a heating cycle where the solar flares are larger and it's actually getting warmer throughout the universe at some of these points. I have seldom felt so alone. Confronted with crisis, most of the environmentalists I know have gone into denial. The emails hacked from the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, they say, are a storm in a teacup. No big deal. Exaggerated out of all recognition. It is true that the climate change deniers, and again, he's trying to call skeptics deniers. He wants to associate us with Holocaust denial. That's what the purpose of this article has been. Have made wild claims. So climate change deniers have made wild claims. This isn't news, folks. This is propaganda to try to get you to say, yeah, we understand that they're there, but really, it's going to be over most people's heads why these emails don't really matter. They don't really matter because they're the scientists we uphold, the ones that are talking about man-made global warming, are telling us the truth, and they're really trying to help us, no matter what's in these emails. But the simpletons, the serfs out there, just won't understand that because they're too dumb. It's insulting. It's extremely insulting. It is true that climate change deniers have made wild claims which the material can't possibly support, the end of global warming, the death of climate science, but it's also true that the emails are very damaging. So he admits that, yes, these emails are damaging, but they're damaging because people just don't understand what's in these emails. One of these papers, which was published by the Journal of Climate Research, turned out to be so badly flawed that the scandal resulted in the resignation of the editor-in-chief. Jones knew that any incorrect papers by skeptical scientists would be picked up and amplified by climate change deniers. He keeps using the term denier, funded by the fossil fuel industry. So in other words, they're saying that we're funded, we're the ones that are funded by the big oil companies. Doesn't matter if right next to me I have Bloomberg, where Shell is calling for cap and trade. Doesn't matter if I have Exxon chief backs carbon tax in front of me, folks. Those things don't matter. So now if you talk about these climate change emails in any manner in which you tell the truth, because the guy that he's talking about right here, Jones, let me just read you a little quote out of these emails from Jones. Jones wrote that in compiling new data, he had just completed Mike's nature trick of adding in the real temps to each series for the last 20 years, i.e. from 1981 onwards, and from 1961 for Keith's role to hide the decline. hide the decline because a cooling trend has been going on for the last 9 years. That's what's admitted in these emails. But again, Moon Bayat wants to spin it. He wants to say, we're deniers, we're wrong, we're bad, we're funded by big oil. Well, I can guarantee you folks, I have never received a dime from big oil. They've never even filled my gas tank up but once. Not one time. Jason Burmes has to reach deep into his pocket and pay the exorbitant amounts for gasoline. He doesn't get a kickback from Exxon, from Shell, from BP. No dice. It's totally made up. Who often, as I documented in my book, Heat, use all sorts of dirty tricks to advance their cause? Even so, his message looks awful and gives the impression of confirming a potent meme circulated by those who campaign against taking action on climate change, that the IPCC process is biased. And it's proven it's biased. Read the emails. Do you understand how to read? What you do is you get on the online, because no one's going to a library and the newspaper's only going to tell you a little bit of the story. You then download the emails. Little click of a button. If you don't like reading on the computer, you print out the emails. Then you get to reading and you find out the oil companies didn't put this information out. The IPCC are the ones that hid the data from the world populace so they could bring in more control. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I'm on the air.
simple. With headlines like climate change data dumped. And these people at the University of East Anglia, which is at the heart of these emails, admitting that they destroyed the majority of the data so that it could not be peer reviewed. That's not incriminating. That's like me taking, I got a World War II blowtorch at home, one of those nice little flamethrowers. Me going over to the neighbor's house in front of everybody, just torching the place down, then throwing it away and say, I never had it. That's what it is. And then you buying the story. Oh, he never burned that place down. He doesn't have a flamethrower. Scientists at the University of East Anglia have admitted to throwing away much of the raw temperature data on which the predictions of global warming are based. It means that the other academics are not able to check basic calculations said to show a long-term rise in temperature over the past 150 years. So the last 150 years of climate data that supposedly supports George Moonbiot and his little globalist fanatics out there isn't available to the rest of us who are supposedly under the employ of the big oil companies, despite the fact that the big oil companies like Exxon and Shell are the ones calling. They're the ones calling for a cap and trade, a carbon tax. See, you don't understand out there. You walk up to an ordinary person and you say, hey, what is carbon dioxide? They don't even know. Can you imagine how warped we are when we are actually ready to tax something that 99% of the populace cannot even understand what it is? They can't see it. It's invisible to them. Unless you told them about carbon dioxide, they wouldn't know about it because they didn't pay attention in high school physics and science. They have no idea. In chemistry, they don't know. They don't even know what carbon dioxide is. They don't understand that it is a life force for plants out there, which also in turn help out animal life. It is part of the homeostasis of the planet, and they are going to tax you for it. There's no way to really measure my carbon footprint or how much carbon dioxide I use in a day, but that's not going to stop them from taxing you till kingdom come on something that can't be measured, but then using it for all the woes of the world and saying, you know, this is why we've got to have population control, and this is why you have a one-child policy, and this is why you have to drive the car we want you to drive. Folks, it's disgusting. It's over the top. And I really hope you're out there getting the word out. I had a few of my friends last week on my board, on my Facebook, facebook.com/theinfowarrior, going, I can't believe it. Burmese was right. And they would link to the emails. I had this girl I used to date post on my wall, hey, I remember the first time we talked was about the global warming scam 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I was talking about the global warming scam. And I'm like, yeah, and now it's proven. Here's the emails. And she's like, oh, geez. She doesn't want to believe it. She doesn't know what carbon dioxide is. I wish I dated smarter girls. I don't. Okay? Unfortunately. I wish I could get around to it. But it is just nuts to me that so many people are ready to line up under the establishment talking points to pay a tax that they think is going to help save the world. I got news for you, folks. By paying the establishment more money and giving them more power and establishing a global government, you ain't saving nothing. You're bringing in tyranny hardcore. Now, on the other side of the hour, I really want to get into the CBC Fifth Estate special, the unofficial story. Really, the best mainline piece I have seen on 9/11 truth yet. They were very, very fair. Bob McEwen does a lot of establishment media here in the United States. He did not lavish Popular Mechanics. He really asked some tough questions. So we're going to play some of that. We're going to actually play some of my movie Fabled Enemies so we can answer some of these questions. And much, much more after this is the InfoWar with Jason Burmese, PrisonBlend.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
As I speak to you on this live transmission, and you can pick up the podcast if you miss any of it over at theinfowarrior.com following the show, are two really important documents from the FBI, from Team 8 of the initial investigation into 9/11. Now, in my left hand is the itinerary of one General Mahmoud Ahmed. And why is that important? Well, General Mahmoud Ahmed was essential in actually funding the hijackers through U.S. intelligence. He used Omar Saeed Sheikh, the supposed murderer of Daniel Pearl, who later came out that he was on a CIA payroll. And he was also on the ISI payroll. Now, this is the guy that murdered Daniel Pearl, a Jewish journalist who went over to Pakistan to find out how the hijackers were funded. Okay, murdered. Now, this is the guy that's wiring money to Muhammad Atta and others just before the attacks. $100,000, according to the FBI. Now, that would be one-fifth of the amount of money that it took to coordinate and execute these attacks if you believe the 9/11 Commission report. That's if you believe that fable out there. Okay? One-fifth. Yet Pakistan is our ally. However, people like Joseph Biden got on the House floor in the days after 9/11 and threatened Pakistan. Pakistan backed down. They backed right down and they let us use their nation as a launching base for the operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, which continue today. And we'll get into that later. Obama pledging 34,000 more troops in Afghanistan. The peace president, the guy who just got the Nobel Peace Prize, 34,000 more troops in Iraq. Now, in my right hand is something that may be just a bit more interesting. These are a bunch of exercises that took place in the years, months, and even days, the day before 9/11, involving hijackings. Now, they won't get into the actual drills that took place on 9/11, because that would be just too scandalous. But I do want to point out that, yes, there were hijacking drills on 9/10 and 9/9 involving terrorists with explosives who planned to detonate them over New York City. And then the second one, it was Cubans demanding political asylum to be taken to New York City. So both of these attacks in the prior days to 9/11, 9/9 and 9/10 took place in New York City. And again, they don't list the stuff on 9/11. Now, the clips we're going to play you, basically John Farmer coming out and saying, yes, the whole thing is a sham. I do empathize somewhat with 9/11 truth because our government story just isn't true. It just isn't true. But then he says, you know, there's no explosives in the buildings and there's no proof of that. How would you know, John Farmer? You didn't look at any of that evidence. You admittedly didn't look at any of that evidence. And then Popular Mechanics comes on to give out their basic talking points. And Bob McEwen says, hey, wait a minute. Don't they train to go after hijackings? And he's like, oh, we supposedly live in this world where too many people have watched too many movies and they think that we have this hyper-competent government. But we never had drills or were prepared for hijackings that took place inside the United States. Oh, really? Because right here on a 122.99 and 123.99, you did have inside and inside hijackings. And then again, with Amalgam Virgo, 6 months before the attacks, you had an inside hijacking, which was a suicide mission. A suicide mission into the Capitol building, and the actual government document shows Osama bin Laden on the cover, all covered in fabled enemies. We're going to show you some of that coming up. This is why you need a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription, so you don't just hear the evidence. You can watch along and say, hey, he does have that document in his hand. They did have hijackings going on inside and inside the United States. Inside hijackings. Not outside, inside. So on the other side, we're going to play some of the CBC piece. We're going to get into Fabled Enemies, and we're going to take your calls. In the third hour, I really want to talk about some of the pop culture that's going on and the show V, because it's been very interesting to me. I got a lot of emails about it. I finally started watching the show, and folks, it is over the top. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Finally decided to do a fair piece on 9/11 truth. We have seen fair pieces before in South Korea. The CBC actually before this did a special, which I was in, with some of the loose change guys, which was somewhat fair. It wasn't too biased. After 9/11 in 2002, they actually did a small show on some of the limited hangout, let it happen on purpose stuff. But this by far surpasses any of that. The debunkers are very upset with this special. Very, very upset. They do not like the fact that establishment media is acting like, hey, wait a minute, these questions are valid. We should be asking these questions. So let's start it up with the first clip. This is John Farmer. And John Farmer was the guy who was responsible for outlining this timeline for the commissioners. And he just comes out and says, look, this isn't the truth. And that's why I can empathize with these people. But then they start getting crazy with it. But he admits what we were told about 9/11, hook, line, and sinker. And there were so many different official versions from the media and government, none of which were true, is a falsity. Let's hit the clip.
Case in Maryland and Langley in Virginia is just a couple of minutes flying time with F-18 and F-16 fighter squadrons.
Now, this is the wrong,
presumably in combat readiness.
It's 1 minute in the third out of five. That's the second out of five. That's the last clip, I believe. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So hold on. They got to cue that up. Make sure that you get the right time for those two clips, too, because that one, I believe that clip has the phone calls we want to talk. Yeah. So do we have the John Farmer clip? All right. Let's hit that John Farmer clip.
Or you are with the terrorists.
At the hearings of the 9/11 Commission, senior counsel John Farmer established the timeline that day. He says by misleading the public to hide incompetence on September 11th, the U.S. government unwittingly triggered the truth movement.
I tell you where I have a degree of empathy, and that is I think when you have a situation as we had here, where the official government version of what happened doesn't square with reality and leaves people scratching their heads, then people's minds run crazy and to varying degrees. And I think that's what you have with these some of these more grand theories that somehow they snuck into the Trade Center and planted explosives on different floors. There's absolutely nothing to support that.
We started.
Let's stop it right there.
Myth about.
So there he goes. Admitting that the entire 9/11 commission is a fraud, is a lie, that he can empathize, but then he goes, there's no evidence to support explosives going off in the World Trade Center. Now, on this show alone, I've played dozens of clips of people talking about explosives in the World Trade Center. We've showed you the clips with the molten metal. We've showed you the World Trade Center, quote unquote, asteroids, which are molten iron, steel, and cement combined in this mixture. All impossible without steel not weakening, but turning into its molten form, which is completely impossible from jet fuel, which burns at about 1800 to 1900 degrees maximum. And to get that, you need 2800 degrees plus. We also have the video of the molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center. And the skeptics and debunkers say, oh no, that's aluminum from the plane. Yet they cannot duplicate that. Because aluminum is silver. It's silver when it goes down. It's not red. It's not molten iron and steel like we saw before. So let's get right into the next clip. Now, this clip, I believe, is the David Ray Griffin clip where they have to admit that Barbara Olson, in which all of this box cutter talk and hijackers with bandanas came from, never actually made her calls to the solicitor, Ted Olson, who said that he talked to her twice from her cell phone. Twice. Yet the FBI's own evidence shows that she tried to call once and she never got through. So let's go to that clip right now.
And that just means that they've done a better job.
But here, too, there are unanswered questions. For instance, what's perhaps the most famous call that day? From television commentator Barbara Olson on board American Flight 77, headed to the Pentagon, to her husband Ted Olson, then Solicitor General of the U.S.
He told CNN that she had called him that morning from Flight 77, called him twice, talked to him for about a minute each time. He was uncertain whether it was cell phone or seat back phone. He went back and forth. But he said she reported that there were hijackers on the planes and they were armed with knives and box cutters. The only reported call that mentioned box cutters. So that shows you how important these calls from Barbara Olson were, because everybody knows the hijackers had box cutters.
But that's another of those unresolved issues. Ted Olson told the FBI his wife phoned twice that morning, calls lasting about a minute apiece. But in a 9/11 court case, FBI evidence was that Barbara Olson attempted just one phone call from Flight 77, which lasted 0 seconds.
You've only got two choices. Either Ted Olson was duped by fake calls, mm-hmm. or he just made it up. He lied. Either way, the official story is based on a lie. And thus far, we have been unable to get a single newspaper or magazine or TV station in the United States to report this, which the FBI reported in 2006.
All right, let's cut that clip. I mean, that should spell it out for you, folks. The one call that talked about box cutters, the one call never even happened. And Barbara Olson is a CNN commentator, a news person. We know that CNN in 2000 got caught embedding the CIA at CNN's base in Atlanta, Georgia. Look it up. They said they were interns after they were caught. Give me a break. Public loves to be lied to. They just can't get enough of it. They get caught and then they say something like, oh no, those were CIA interns. So is it just me, or is Barbara Olson maybe just a little bit too beautiful to be Ted Olson's real wife? Possibly a marriage of convenience, an intelligence marriage. I mean, you look at the scandal with Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame. There's a CIA couple. You know, they may really be intimately involved, but at the same time, they're still both working for the agency at that time. They're in covert operations. So I have to ask myself, is this even a legitimate couple? Look at Ted Olson. Would you marry Ted Olson? Who knows? Maybe he's a charmer. But then again, Ted Olson gets on television. He says his wife, Barbara Olson, called him twice, and it was cell phones at first. Believe me, I have those clips from 9/11. I've been through the archives of all the major networks on 9/11, and the 2 days after, went through them for Loose Change and, of course, Fabled Enemies, my last film. And this is just propagated throughout the day. Each network must say it 36 times during the day. They show her face constantly. And she is the basis. Again, she is the basis for the box cutter claim. And let's not forget, although we couldn't find a plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, couldn't find the plane there. Where's the plane? Oh, I don't know. What did we found? We found a red bandana, still folded, no blood, no head attached, that supposedly the hijackers magically wore. No plane, no burn marks on this perfectly folded red bandana. But this is the evidence that the hijackers took over the plane with box cutters. Now, let's get to some of these detractors, because they did interview Popular Mechanics. But Popular Mechanics just goes to their baseline of lies that have been debunked over and over and over again. And that's why when I debated them on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 and annihilated them, they never did a debate after that again. So let's go to this clip of Jimmy Liar Meggs, the ex editor-in-chief over at Entertainment Weekly, that's where I like to get my news from, Entertainment Weekly, lying to Bob McEwen on CBC's The Fifth Estate.
Of course. It is hard for mere laymen to understand how the biggest, most extensive military in the world could not have got fighters in the air that morning faster than it did.
You know, it's really interesting. The conspiracy theorist, one of the very common mistakes they make is what I call the myth of hypercompetence. They've seen too many movies. They have this idea that the minute a plane goes off course, three, you know, fighter jets are scrambled on its tail within seconds. It doesn't actually work that way. They're assuming that the air defenses were competent to fight this kind of threat. They weren't. They should have been better prepared for it. They should have thought about it. They should have trained for it.
But they do train for it. That's all they train for.
Not for planes originating inside the U.S. The air defense system was set up for outside threats, planes or missiles or other things coming in from overseas.
Yeah. Let's stop it right there.
Let's stop it right there. A complete and total lie. NORAD exercises, the FBI's own documents. Amalgam Warrior, April 14th, 2000. inside hijacking inside the United States. That's not an outside inside. It's an inside inside. Crew member hijacks an air transport loaded with stingers to sell to Central American Contra faction. Crew members will convince hijacker to give up. And it's F-15s from Portland and F-16s from McCord will shadow this exercise. Right here, 4/19/2000. What do we have? Crop duster chemical incident. Inside, inside hijacking. Oh, look at this one. Amalgam Virgo. And on the other side of this, we are going to play a section out of the Warnings and War Games chapter so you can further understand about these war games. Amalgam Virgo, suicide mission. Suicide mission! Inside, inside. And the second part of that exercise that never took place, we're going to have FBI agents openly hijack a plane and land it in a secured location. Read the documents yourselves. They put these out there. I didn't write these documents. I didn't just pull them out of a magical hat with a rabbit, folks. This is the real deal. This is the public record. And Jim Meggs gets up there with a smirk and acts like we weren't competent on the morning of 9/11 and says we never had any drills for inside the United States having a hijacking. All lies. All lies to be proven false right after this on the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Give me the dust of my father.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
We are back live. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Now we're going to go to my film, Fabled Enemies. We're going to play half of the section of Warnings and War Games just to show what a dirty, filthy, inconsiderate, inconceivable liar Jim Meggs and Popular Mechanics really are. Then we're going to go to your calls in the next segment, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Here is the second half of Warnings and War Games, the War Games part.
It was so well known that the United States had done several drills with this exact scenario prior to 9/11.
We're going to take a closer look tonight at another example of where, despite the conventional wisdom, there were people in the United States who actually were preparing to defend against the kind of attacks which occurred here on 9/11. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD for short, has been defending the skies over the U.S. and Canada for almost 50 years, 46 to be precise. USA Today reports that in the 2 years before the attacks on September the 11th, NORAD conducted exercises using hijacked airliners as weapons. And one target was the World Trade Center. Here's ABC's Brian Ross.
President Bush has said again and again that no one could have imagined what Osama bin Laden ordered for September 11th.
We knew he hated us. But there was nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government, that could envision flying airplanes into buildings on such a massive scale.
But that turns out not to be true. U.S. military planners did envision and practice those very scenarios.
All right, let's just stop it there for a moment. Now, that's the main line, Peter Jennings, 2000, and I want to say that came out in 2004, 3 years after the attacks, because it took 3 years for them to even admit that Bush had lied. And so did Condoleezza Rice when they said they had never, ever, 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 ever expected a hijacking to take place where they would ram it into the World Trade Center or Pentagon. Yet they had drilled both scenarios prior to 9/11. And again, the excuse that Meggs makes that they were just, it was only outside the United States that NORAD worked. The documents are in front of me right here, right now. And guess what? That's not the case. They had inside hijackings. And let's continue with the clip to prove so.
North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, conducted exercises with fighter jets, simulating hijacked planes flown into the World Trade Center in the 2 years before the attacks. Pentagon planners also envisioned the attack on the Pentagon 5 months before it happened.
One of these drills was run on June 1st and 2nd of 2001. Amalgam Virgo was an exercise where multiple attack scenarios would be occurring simultaneously, including attacks from cruise missiles, unmanned aerial vehicles, and hijacked aircraft. The scenario also envisioned a hijacker taking control of a commercial aircraft and slamming it into the nation's capital.
The exercises would constantly be monitored by military satellites and planes.
Osama bin Laden was the poster boy for this plot, appearing on the cover.
Isn't it a fact, sir, that prior to September 11, 2001, NORAD had already in the works plans to simulate in an exercise, a simultaneous hijacking of two planes in the United States.
Colonel Scott, do you have any data on that? I'm not aware of that, sir. I was not present at the time.
That was Operation Amalgam Virgo.
Yes, sir.
So what did happen on 9/11? The truth is, there was a lot more going on that day than we
were. All right, let's cut it right there. We kind of segue from there. But on the other side of the break, we're going to go to your calls, but I'm also going to play the clip of the cover-up. So you can see Commissioner Max Cleland go wild and say it's a scam. They're selling a scam to the American public. So you can see the look on Joe Biden's face when he has to admit the Pakistani funding of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And then he has to say it's classified. This is our current vice president, folks. Guess what? He's part of the power structure. He's part of the left cover that they love so much. Joey B. He's like a gangster. And he's one of the more likable gangsters out there. But you don't see him coming to the forefront now as the vice president to say, hey, we've been lied to about 9/11. We do need a new investigation. We should be going after the people in Pakistan that funded these hijackers, because he knows damn well that the ISI funding the hijackers really means covert Western intelligence, because this was an international intelligence op. They had the CIA over in Saudi Arabia training them, bringing them through the visa departments here, protected from Able Danger and the FBI. It's unbelievable, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Dropkick Murphys. But you know what I love even more? I love freedom. I love the truth. I love exposing tyranny. And folks, if you think this president's any different from the last one, you just need to read the headlines to understand 34,000 more troops in Afghanistan 8 years later. We ain't leaving Iraq. The warmongering continues, and that's why we fall back to 9/11. Because to this day, 9/11 is that nexus point in which all of our foreign and domestic policy have been based. Why is the police state here? Why are we in other nations promoting an imperialist, globalist agenda? I got news for you. It's 9/11. Why are we being surveilled daily, tracked, traced, and databased through our phones, through the internet? Why? Because we are allowing it under the tyranny that 9/11 has caused. We have become lax. We find it acceptable when Eric Holder, the attorney general, steps up to the plate and says, no, we can't allow these lawsuits. When they throw out Hepting versus AT&T under Bush, it gets appealed and it's thrown out under Obama as well. Folks, 34,000 more troops. Now we're going to take your calls. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. But first, I would like to kick into this clip of the cover-up chapter in Fabled Enemies. Fabled Enemies, such an important film, really puts the dots together. The definitive 9/11 movie, if you want to find out how the international intelligence cartel carried out the operation. And really, that was my only, my big qualm with the piece. You know, Daniel Sinjata, I've had dinner with him. He's a really nice guy, star of Rescue Me over at FX. But then he asks Daniel if he can put together a narrative of what did happen on 9/11. And he's very hesitant to do so. Now, I can put out a small narrative of how the operation was conducted. You see, they trained the hijackers here in the United States after they were brought in from Saudi Arabia, and the visa department there was really a CIA front operation, as exposed in my film by Michael J. Springman. They were protected from elements of the FBI and the black ops program, Able Danger. They were funded by the Pakistanis, and the Israelis were the ones who were gathering intelligence through Amdocs and Comverse before the attack. And then some of their operatives were also arrested that day, filming the first plane strike. Meanwhile, the shadow government is running drills mirroring the attacks, and they have E-4B Doomsday Command Centers caught on film in Washington, D.C., as the Pentagon strike goes down, and another white plane, which looks a lot like an E-4B, in New York City, right after the first plane struck. Remember, there was not supposed to be any military planes on the scene of 9/11 until well after the second plane struck the World Trade Center. Yet, we see the white plane before the second tower is hit, and as the second tower is hit. I'm tempted to play that clip here today as well. But first, let's get to the cover-up section.
Confirmation of these allegations against Israel would finally come in January of 08, when the Times Online would tell FBI whistleblower Sabel Edmund's story. This Turkish translator for the FBI found an international spy ring that included Israel, Turkey, and Pakistan working with household names within the United States. She was gagged and to this day has been unable to tell her entire account. Edmund stated that one high-level official was aiding foreign operatives against U.S. interests by passing them highly classified information, not only from the State Department, but also from the Pentagon, in exchange for money, position, and political objectives. The article stated that the Turks and Israelis had planted moles in military and academic institutions which handled nuclear technology. The Pakistani operation was led by General Mahmoud Ahmed, then the ISI chief. Intelligence analysts say that the members of the ISI were close to Al-Qaeda before and after 9/11, Ahmed was accused of sanctioning a $100,000 wire payment to Muhammad Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers, immediately before the attacks. Oddly enough, General Ahmed would be in Washington, D.C., meeting with George Tenet, the current director of the CIA, and others, in the weeks before the attacks. In fact, on the morning of 9/11 itself, he would be having breakfast with Senator Bob Graham and Porter Goss. These two men would co-chair the initial congressional investigation, and Goss would later become the head of the CIA.
I was trying to make the point that Ahmed didn't hide the fact, whether when we met with him in Pakistan and when he was in Washington, that he was close to the Taliban, that was his job, to be close to the Taliban.
Graham would go on PBS and have this to say.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved in facilitating the activities of at least some of the terrorists in the United States. I am stunned that we have not done a better job of pursuing that to determine if other terrorists received similar support, and even more important, if the infrastructure of a foreign government assisting terrorists still exist. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified. I believe the American people should know the extent of the challenge that we face in terms of foreign government involvement.
In that report, 27 pages would be completely redacted.
And do you think that will ever become public? Which countries are talking
about? It'll become public at some point when it's turned over to the archives, but that's 20 or 30 years from now. We need to have this information now.
Are you suggesting that you are convinced that there is a state, there was a state sponsor behind 9/11?
I think there is very compelling evidence that at least some of the terrorists were assisted, not just in financing, although that was part of it, by a sovereign foreign government.
The day after the attacks, it was apparent that some people within the government were aware of the Pakistani funding of Al-Qaeda.
Secretary Powell, one country you didn't mention was Pakistan, and I understand that your deputy has spoken with the ambassador to Pakistan.
Deputy Secretary Armitage did meet with Pakistani officials today. It would be useful to point out to the Pakistani leadership at every level how helpful they might be if we find a basis to act upon that information.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends, that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
Sir, in the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why was he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and you let him go, and he's free. He hijacked the hijackers.
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired. It's reported.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know
the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping them out? Is it classified?
Pakistan was set up as the silent funding arm of the hijackers. They were used as a launching base for the occupation of Afghanistan. To review, we have just learned that many of the hijackers had ties to U.S. military installations, the FBI, and the CIA, that both Israel and Pakistan have classified roles in 9/11 to this day, and the man who co-chaired the initial investigation into 9/11 stated this information would be classified for at least 20 to 30 years.
Virtually none of this information was in the 9/11 Commission report.
Let's pause it right there. We're going to come back to that 9/11 Commission report section in just a moment, but I want to tell the listeners out there that I hold in my hands a heavily redacted itinerary from General Mahmoud Ahmed, where you find out, yes, he was meeting with Porter Goss, but there's a clip we didn't put in there that got into the final cut of Loose Change where Condoleezza Rice is asked about General Mahmoud Ahmed. Now, she says that she's unaware that he met with anybody in the United States, and especially people on the National Security Council. She said, not with me or anyone in my office. Now, in this document, he's meeting with people like Paul Wolfowitz, and then the entire thing is redacted. Paul Wolfowitz redacted. Okay? Redacted right here. Now, they say that he is meeting, in fact, with the National Security Council. Now, this is the phone call between Wolfowitz and Ahmed. All of these little white boxes, that's what we call redacted. We're not allowed to know what Wolfowitz, who went to West Point 2 months before 9/11, and what did he say? He said, be ready. There is going to be something that happened, an event that will change your life. And he said, you will be surprised. Well, I guess Wolfowitz wasn't surprised because he was meeting with the funders of the hijackers prior to 9/11 while he was in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C. Redacted. See, here it is. Look, arrived in Washington. Redacted. State Department. Redacted. National Security Council. Redacted. 5th of September, 6 days before the attacks. 6th of September, National Security Council. 7th of December, Department of Defense. CENTCOM on September 10th. He's meeting with CENTCOM, an admitted arm of the shadow government, folks. Tommy Franks he's meeting with. He's meeting with Tommy Franks of CENTCOM. And what's all this? Redacted city. Redacted. Redacted. And a little bit more on the redacted side right there. So plenty of this is redacted, will remain classified according to Bob Graham, who I'm no huge fan of, but I'm glad he told at least part of the truth for the next 20 to 30 years. Maybe sometime in the next hour, we'll play some of the blatant lies of the 9/11 Commission that we have in Fabled Enemies. We'll pick up where we left off, but I promised you calls, so let's go to the callers, 888-201-2244. Let's hit up Jacob in Maryland. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good. I wanted to talk about two things. First being on the global carbon tax thing.
Okay.
I think that it's, well, I've always been suspicious of those people that say it's always the end of the world. I still think it's important to take care of the planet. But, mm-hmm. It just proves that those people that said it's always going to be the end of the world were kind of kooky.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what are you saying? You're saying the people out there, the alarmists that said that global warming was man-made and will cause the end of the world are still alarmists, but you still agree with some of the climate change stuff? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm just saying that we shouldn't go run around polluting everything, but it won't be, I don't think it'll cause heat to rise up so much and end the world or
Well, let me say this. You know, obviously we can pollute the planet on a local level. And sometimes even on a city or statewide level, depending on how much pollution we put out there. Smog exists, clean air exists, you know, we do dump mercury into the water supplies, we do dump plastic, which is now some kind of a huge island in the middle of the ocean, which is not good for the environment. There's no doubt that we are polluters. But are we polluters to the point where we are changing the actual ecosphere of the planet so that we will no longer be able to survive? And that is just false. And what they've tried to blame it on, and remember, this isn't the first time they've used the blame game. When I was a kid, they were teaching us that the evil chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs, in our spray cans and our hairspray were causing holes in the ozone layer. Now, we had Tarpley on earlier, and he laughed about that, and that was just proven to be complete nonsense. It was about that time that they took the term global warming, and they morphed it into climate change. And then from CFCs, it was morphed into carbon dioxide. And I'm sorry, carbon dioxide is not a toxin. There are plenty of toxins out there. There is no doubt that, you know, we could move away from fossil fuels, that that would probably be a good thing for the environment. But to say to move away from them altogether is ridiculous. To say that because there are more people and more cars out there, we're causing global warming is ridiculous. And the alarmists out there that think it's going to be the end of the world, the ones that say that we only have 10 years left, like Ted Turner, who said, well, if we don't do something, the temperature is going to go up about 8 degrees in the next 10 years. And we're all going to live in a failed state like Somalia after we become cannibals. And the reason is we have too many people doing too many things. And then he gives himself away. He says we need to have one or two child policies. And where is Ted Turner this year? Well, he's at the big eugenics meeting with Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, and Bloomberg. And the headline, by the way, for Bloomberg, I haven't gotten to it yet, but Bloomberg spent $100 million out of his own pocket to be mayor of New York City. How can you compete with that? With a billionaire who owns a media outlet and the stock exchange. It's impossible. Look, it's elitist propaganda out there. We're not causing global warming. It's ridiculous. I thank you for the call, Jacob. Let's go to Rosie in Connecticut. Rosie, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, I just wanted to tell you that two things. I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone at InfoWars. I've been a daily InfoWarrior. I turn into a pumpkin if I don't make it home in time to hear the show. And I'm also, I heard of somebody over a year ago named Walter Reddy, who called in from Committees of Safety, and I joined that because that is the authentic bottom-up 10th Amendment movement. And they are going to have the original Tea Party, Boston Tea Party, in Boston on December 12th. So that's not affiliated with the Tea Party Express. This is the one where Dr. Edwin Vieira will be speaking. And
is there a website people can go to?
Yeah, committees with a plural, S, committeesofsafety.org, and it costs $17.76 for a ticket.
Oh, that's a great idea out there. If you can't spend $20 or a little bit less to make a point. Remember, we're the ones that really originated this Tea Party movement. 9/11 Truth, the audit the Fed. I was going to Tea Parties back in 2006. It wasn't until this new administration came out, the false opposition had to take hold of that idea, take it away from 9/11 Truth, take it away from the Ron Paul types, take it away from the people that wanted money bombs for freedom against tyranny and co-opt it with Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity talking heads. I appreciate the call. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Remember, if you missed any of it, you can pick up the podcast after the show over at theinfowarrior.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power?
If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow,
I'll never bend. I'm with you now.
Sing it, Tommy.
Until the end.
I love it. Tom Morello, the Night Watchman. He's actually got a album out there, not called Fabled Enemies, but called The Fabled City. It's pretty kick-ass for some folk rock, and I've seen him live now twice. If you haven't seen that show, The Night Watchman, I totally encourage you to get out there. Yes. Tom's a little bit of an apologist and a leftist and a Chomskyite, and maybe he's got a little bit too much of a thing for Howard Zinn, but he does do a lot of great work out there, and I do love his music. Let's push forward. Let's keep going to your calls. And then on the other side, I'm going to play the second half of that cover-up chapter from Fabled Enemies, just so important on the heels of CBC's The Fifth Estate. All right, let's go to my good friend Eric in Pennsylvania, a loyal listener and contributor to the InfoWarrior. How are you today, my man?
My good friend Jason Burmis and all the wonderful people that listen to this radio show. It's awesome.
Well, thank you.
I want to say something also about the women in this movement. They're just incredible, man. They are so determined.
Well, you know what? There's this young lady right now that's been posting to my page named Savannah Sims. I thought she was a little bit older, but it turns out that she's 18 years old. She's extremely smart. I believe she's working on the inside of a congressional office or some kind of a government office, a pretty high scale office as an intern. She's going to college. She's doing these YouTube videos, and she just contacted me yesterday with this plan for action. And it is really great for me to see both sexes stepping up to the plate and trying to take part in this second American revolution of the mind.
It's incredible, man. I mean, I had this kid, last year I talked to him about all this stuff, and he called me an extremist. And then I saw him the other day, and he's like, and this was like a day after it broke. He's like, oh, dude, did you hear about those, that guy that hacked in and got the emails? Like, he knew about that. And all these people keep coming up because they all know I'm into this. All these people that always were like, whatever, they're coming up to me and asking me about the emails and the hackers. Like, that information's getting out to everybody.
Yeah, no, we broke that story here on, not the InfoWarrior. I gave the article, and still here all highlighted, which is something rare for over a week. But that original highlighted article, which came out of the Associated Press and was up on Yahoo News, has now reached the world. And it's not just because of InfoWars.com and the listeners. It's the fact that this is a huge scandal and it can no longer be denied. And I really bet that says something to you and all the listeners out there, that people who can sit there and make jokes and make fun and say you're an extremist or you're really out there, you don't know what you're talking about, give it time. You're planting seeds. You're planting seeds out there. They may not come up to you tomorrow. They may not come up to you a week from now, a month from now, maybe even a year from now. It might be 2 or 3 years down the line. Like I said, an ex-girlfriend of mine recently just posted on my page. I remember that first conversation we had when we first talked, and what was it about? It was about global warming. And then I showed her the emails, and she's like, yeah, you would send me that. And I'm like, well, you can't deny it any longer. And she's like, well, I guess I can't. So we can reach people no matter how stubborn they are, Eric.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say something about that, mm-hmm. about people, and about something quick about spirituality, right? There's really two kinds of spirits. There's a wild spirit, and then there's the domesticated spirit.
All right, you hold over, Eric. We got a little metal playing in the background. Metallica off the new album, Death Magnetic. I love this album, by the way. We're going to go to Mark, Ron, Richard, and others, as well as play that clip from Fabled Enemies and cover a ton of news we still haven't gotten to. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Mermis. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep.
We are back. It's the Info War with Jason Vermes. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244, and we are on the line with Eric in Pennsylvania, a loyal listener talking about spirituality. Go ahead, Eric. You have the floor.
Yeah. Did you know that there's only 3,500 wild tigers left in the world?
Is that true?
Right? Yeah. Back in 2004, there was 5,000. Mm-hmm. There's only 3,500. Like, people are going, they're poaching them, whatever. But mm-hmm. here's my point. Is that you can't take a tiger that was raised in captivity and put it in the wild.
No, it's going to get eaten up.
Yeah, it won't survive. Only a wild tiger can survive in the wild. That's it. So my point is, like, with people, like, people are born with the wild spirit. And this whole system, this whole institutionalized system they have is to train us to be domesticated. It's to break our spirit. That's why they sent us to the military, to break our spirit and domesticate us. You can break a wild tiger, but it's very, very hard. You have to tie it down and beat the living hell out of it.
Well, I think they've done that on a massive scale to humanity, unfortunately, with their propaganda placement, their media centers, their school systems, their police control, the welfare. There's so much out there. They've trained us to be slaves on a massive level, and they've also trained us that the government is here to love us and is a good thing. But more and more people are breaking out of that paradigm. And, you know, that brings me to a story that I was going to cover. I wasn't sure I was going to cover, but I'm going to cover it in these 3 minutes in this segment really shortly. I thank you for the call, Eric. Now, this was big on the web. I was actually at Alex's place for Thanksgiving. It was a lovely Thanksgiving dinner. I want to thank him for inviting me. My family is all the way out in New York. And I was going through my Facebook on my iPhone, and somebody had posted a story out of Euronews.net. Now, they had said in Euronews.net that this vaccine coming out of Canada, and here's one of the articles, but here's what's I'm going to show them both on air. Now, in the original article that I was reading, it had this line in it, and this is about GlaxoSmithKline's vaccination of H1N1, which they had 172,000 doses of the Arapinex vaccine. They said that 36 Canadians, including one little boy whose face swelled up like a balloon, suffered severe allergic reactions after vaccination. And then, almost nonchalantly, they said 200 others died from the vaccination. Now, I don't know if this is true because only hours later, they retracted, without explaining it, they retracted that entire paragraph. Here they are side by side on the document cam, folks. And the paragraph starting out with 36 is noticeably missing in this one right here. So I don't know whether they felt pressure from GlaxoSmithKline. I know that the government of Canada said that the numbers were blown out of proportion. Instead of 36 Canadians, they said 24. Instead of 200 deaths, they said one. But I have to cover it because I don't trust these people. I feel like this could have been the correct data and they were pressured with a lawsuit or a threat to take it out of there. So we're reporting that it was reported on Thanksgiving that 200 people had died from this vaccination in Canada, and then it was stricken from the record by the next day on Friday. Very peculiar stuff. All right, let's go to our next caller, Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, Jason, I mean, like, you have reached, and you actually are at times quite often surpassing Alex Jones' velocity tonight. Never heard you so high energy in my life. Man. You know, you had Thanksgiving dinner with Alex and his family. That's probably what, you know, just put the cap on it. I think you were,
that must have
you
been.
Were always approaching that velocity, but now you've reached it, and I don't know where you you're good.
You know what?
You're
it good. Drives me nuts. It drives me nuts when I'm sitting here. Somebody like George Monbiot can really set me off because he is such an unapologetic leftist. He openly promotes world government, and now he's going to talk about these emails, but he won't admit what the data shows, that they threw away all the data so it couldn't be peer-reviewed, and that this is about lying to the world populace for our carbon tax. We're going to come back to Mark. We're going to go to Ron, Ken, Richard, Greg, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thing that really does fire me up and maybe is the reason I'm so high energy is when I see James Meggs, the face of Popular Mechanics, get up on a show and just blatantly lie and know he's lying. And then it's just so easy for me to debunk him. But you kind of hope when the establishment does do a piece like that and they are being fair that they're going to call him out on his lies as well. And they didn't do so. Folks, once again, in my hands, I have the FBI investigative document where they admit that NORAD was positioned inside the United States to deal with hijackings. And they had been drilling it for years. All right, let's go back to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what else is on your mind?
Yeah, and Jason, you know, I've been following this for at least 30 years. I've been following these evil clowns, you know, and their global goings-ons and their destruction of, you know, God's good creation down here. And this is the first time in 30 years since I really became aware of them and followed them that I have noticed any break in their momentum. And I'm really, you know, from what I'm aware of that Alex is reporting, you're reporting, and several other really informed sources are reporting in various areas. And I don't think I'm being over-optimistic here. I always try to be as realistic as possible. They are on the ropes at this time, and it's not a Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope.
And no, I
think they're stymied at this point because of, in particular, what the straw that has broken the camel's back. There were trends that were going against them gradually over 10 years and especially picking up, you know, in the last several years. It was just all the seeds being planted. But now with this climate email hoax exposure, these emails which prove it without a doubt to be a hoax, and they do it in public, and it takes all this dirty laundry concerned with this whole climate global warming hoax, and it throws it right out in the public eye, and the public gets to see it for what it is, and they can't deny it, and it's going to hold up not just this next conference but the one after that, and it may never happen because it is just undoubtedly a hoax. The proof is there 100%. They've been caught red-handed. And this was their main means at this point in time stage of their agenda to implement world government in a very big way. This was a really big crowning move. They figured that they had beat us down enough as humanity to just be able to go ahead and run it right through. And they may not have planned to actually run it through the first time in this Copenhagen conference. I don't think they're going to be able to run it through at all after, you know, now we've got time where you guys, especially up at the forefront of the media, can work on them and pound them on this. And by the time the second conference comes around, even if it does, and this is a main means of their agenda to implement global government. And
well, absolutely,
I think it's
Mark,
really, really important. And I think that, you know, I hope you got a glass of that champagne when Alex passed it around.
I absolutely did. And Mark, I would say this. I just hope that this doesn't put us into a state where we think that we have totally won and we can't be aggressive. Look, this Copenhagen Climate Summit is starting in 9 days. We have to put all our efforts together in the next week or so to making people aware that they're still going to have this false conference, which is based on the idea that they need to come together in a global government to tax the world. And just the fact that they have the audacity to continue with this lie now that these climate change emails have surfaced. And if you guys out there have not listened to Friday's interview with Lord Christopher Monckton and Alex Jones, you really need to, because he lays it all out from Maurice Strong all across the board to the people that need to be tried, prosecuted, and convicted of these crimes. And what's really going down with this cap and trade is that for all this subsidized land for corn and whatnot, we are starving individuals and creating a genocide on a level that cannot be measured. That's what they don't want to tell you. I thank you so much, Mark. We just need to keep pushing forward. And as this climate change conference in Copenhagen continues, as our president prances out there for the establishment to try to purvey this lie of man-made climate change, of man-made global warming. We must continue to call him out. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Ron in Pennsylvania. Ron, you're online.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I agree with Mark. I think that these emails are a nail in the coffin. And I think that this is going to show people that, yes, these people are willing to lie to you blatantly, whether it be about climate, 9/11, John F. Kennedy, the economy, whatever it may be. And furthermore, I don't think any of these people are willing to risk their own personal freedom, life, or whatever for a global government. I think a lot of them are saying, yeah, I'm all for global government, but not if it costs me my billions and trillions and all that stuff. Except
well, the thing is, though, Ron, the people with the billions and trillions, they're not going to be affected in that, except for the fact that their bank accounts are going to go up. Now, some of the lower-level millionaires may be hurt with this. The upper-middle class that make over $100,000 or $200,000 are going to be eviscerated by this, and they don't understand. They think it's cute when Al Gore is on NBC making a guest appearance on The Office for the Green Movement. They think it's cute when they see Al Sharpton and Pat Robertson coming together for climate change. They think it's cute that they're trying to get you to buy a 4x5 death trap that they call an eco vehicle. And we have to go ahead.
I'm sorry. I personally don't think that Al. I mean, maybe I'm way off, but I don't think Al Gore is going to try to fight this email. I mean, once everybody knows that it's a total lie, he can't sit there and stand there and
well, I would say this, man. Well, let's just say this. You know, those emails came out over a week ago. The media had them for almost 2 months and wouldn't report on them. That didn't stop Al Gore last week from continuing with his book tour. That's not going to stop Al Gore from putting out another propaganda placement video where he is uprooted as the savior of humanity and maybe possibly becomes a two-time Nobel Peace Prize winner. I don't think this is going to stop Gore. I don't think that he's going to say that I was duped. I think he's going to take the mon biot position and say, yes, these emails are real and they are damaging, but the public is just too dumb to understand that they weren't lying. They were just trying to create the best way to explain it to the dumb people out there. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Richard in New York. Richard, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes, Burmese. Yeah, so I'd just like to comment on, Webster Tarpley earlier and the influence of history and how we can, you know, reveal these scandals that are upon us. You know, the information is there. You know, and I just want to comment on one thing in particular, and that's the USS Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's been particularly neglected. And actually, the White House, I discovered, has its own website. It's called remember.gov/history. You might want to give a look at it.
Now, remember, Doc, I know that they have a ton of .gov sites out there, including Whitehouse.gov. But is remember.gov, is that something that's out there to try to get people to remember about 9/11 or something like that?
Well, I'm not so sure because I'm looking at it. But the thing is, I was there during that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, nobody talks about it. We have sailors that died. You know, the USS Stark incident occurred in 1987 in the East Med, and I don't find anybody that
well, I'm not really even sure what the incident is. I got to be honest with you, Richard.
Well, I think we should look at it. I think.
Well, what is
it?
Give us a quick synopsis here. What is this incident you're talking about?
Okay, the USS Stark was a guided missile destroyer, FFG-31, which had two Exocet missiles fired into it May 17, 1987.
Okay, and where did this occur?
In the Mediterranean.
Now, what's the gist here? Are we looking at a false flag attack? Are we looking at something that was provoked by another nation to try to get a hot war started? I've never even heard of this.
I'm still researching it, Burmese, but I was there as a Marine.
So you were on the destroyer as it got hit with missiles?
No. I was in the Med, you know, during the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we responded to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went from Rota, Spain, and the whole carrier battle group went east.
Well, you know what, Richard? Why don't you send me some of this stuff in an email or hit me up on my Facebook, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. You can go to myspace.com/JasonBermis. I'd love to hear more of it, but I'm going to move on to some other calls because I'm not sure where we're going with it. I'm not that educated on the incident, so I don't know what I'd be able to say. Let's see who's next. I believe who is next is Greg in New York. Greg, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Great show. I don't know if you've gone over this, but, I mean, the email battle leak is just awesome for everything. But I've been just spent a little time going through the code snippets. And I don't know if you've covered this or not, but on the top of each code, these are the .pro files in the 60 meg file that's circulating.
Mm-hmm.
There are comments. You know, a lot of programmers put in comments as to what the little code snippet is going to be. And these .pro files are in straight ASCII text. You can open them up in the text viewer. And they, as you know, in the emails, what the emails are trying to say, oh, well, you don't know how scientists, these, you know, the way scientists communicate, you know, they're misconstruing and everything. But in the programming notes, there's a lot of damning evidence in the top of the notes. And I would, I could read you their
please
short,
do.
Plots 20, here's a quote, plots 24 yearly maps of calibrated PCR, infilled or not, MXD reconstructions of growing seasonal temperatures. It uses, quote, corrected MXD, but it shouldn't usually plot past 1960 because there will be, these will be artificially adjusted to look closer to the real temperatures. We have computes, and another, code snippet. Computes regression on full, high, and low pass mean time series of MXD anomalies against full northern hemisphere temperatures. Specify period over which to compute the regressions. Stop in 1940 to avoid the decline. You have other files that say stop in 1960.
All right, Greg, we got to hit the break, but it is so obvious that they've doctored these programs in order to get their own outcomes. The emails tell us the truth. They're liars. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Bermis.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence
on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
The Info War with Jason Burmis. We just have the Facebook up on PrisonPlanet.tv so you can see that you really do matter up on my wall. I try to keep it to two posts a day, folks. If you join up, two posts a day, or I do have to ban you. I can't clutter the wall too much, but just email me through the regular mail on Facebook your stories that don't make it onto my wall, and I do go through those every day. I do give Alex the biggest and best stories out there, and of course we cover them here once a week, 6 to 9 Central, Sundays on the Info Warrior. So we're going to continue to take your calls, and then on the other side, I'm going to play the second half of that cover-up chapter in Fabled Enemies. Remember, you can get the Fabled Enemies in super high quality by being a PrisonPlanet.tv member, which is only $39.99 for an entire year. An entire year for $40, folks. It's less than $4 a month. You can't even get an organic Odwalla or Nature Food juice smoothie for that price, folks. Less than $4 a month. You can see that film and all of Alex Jones's films, every single Info Warrior and Alex Jones show via PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check it out. And you can get my film Fabled Enemies in a hard copy. Make many copies, hundreds, thousands, hand them out. Again, this is the film that exposes the International Intelligence Agency that actually carried out the attacks. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Ken in Virginia. Ken, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason, there's a factual error on H.R. 1207. Unfortunately, I wish it were correct that it's out of committee, but it has been attached. It was passed 46 to 23 as an amendment to H.R. 3996, which is the Financial Stabilization Improvement Act of 2009. And this is such a bad bill that I don't think Ron Paul will vote for it. It sets up a council of regulators to decide which banks are risky and what they want to do. Geithner says you need to take down one institution to make sure the rest of the system remains stable. But the question is, how much taxpayer money would be on the hook? How much would banks pay into a newly proposed insurance fund? Which institutions would be dubbed too big to fail? And probably the result could be that investors would be driven to push capital to the largest banks. And
so, Ken, hold on. You're going really fast for a second. Let me slow you down for a moment. Now, what you're telling me is that instead of taking the teeth out of 1207, they've simply attached 1207 to a bad bill, a bill that actually helps the banksters out there. So that 1207... Wait one second. So that 1207 essentially becomes irrelevant, and if they pass this legislation, it's almost like a misnomer.
Yeah, the problem is that, of course, it would take about a year and a half to audit the Fed, whereas this Council of Regulators, this would be created immediately, and they could do all kinds of damage before they could ever complete an audit. So that I don't think
so it's really a bait and switch. So what you're telling me is it's a bait and switch. They're baiting the patriots out there, the community that is paying attention with the 1207. But then as soon as it passed, they're going to switch it so that it's just regulators take their sweet ass time in doing so, up to 18 months, and then probably just take out the provision to audit the Fed altogether. That's your
fear? If it stays in there, it could stay in there. But of course, now there. If you check Thomas, you will not find any reference to H.R. 1207 final action, because they don't give any information until a bill has gotten out of committee. At such time as 3996 is voted on by committee, then they will report it on Thomas. I checked with the House Financial Services Committee and asked them what the situation was, and they told me that they don't talk about amendments to bills.
Well, Ken, if you could write that up in a concise email of a paragraph or two, we will get that.
I did send it in as an email. Ken,
you got to remember, it's the holiday season. A lot of people have been outside of the office since Wednesday, so it's probably in your best interest to resend it tomorrow morning before the show or late this evening. Put in it, H.R. 1207 co-opted, maybe even put an asterisk and say, spoke on the Jason Burmis show about it. I'll tell Rob Dew, I'll tell the other producers out there to be on the lookout. I'll make Alex aware, because this is a very important development. It's the Info War with Jason Burmis. We're going to come back. We're going to take Steven from Houston's calls, Mike in Pennsylvania, many others, and we're going to play a little bit more Fabled Enemies. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Info Warrior once a week over at the PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, InfoWars.com. We're going to continue to take your calls, and then we're going to go back to Fabled Enemies and show you the second half of the cover-up chapter where you can see Max Cleland really go off, a member of the commissioner who resigned because of the blatant lies that were being told to the American public. And if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll also get to see Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene, the co-chairs, laugh about the event. We considered indictments, but we decided not to do it. As if it's funny. I can assure you, folks, it's not funny. Let's go to Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason. And by the way, belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you. You too, Steve.
Yes, sir. A couple things I wanted to share with you real quick that relate to the kind of work I do. I'm an insurance agent, as I've mentioned before, and you know, things have become really difficult with the economy the way it is in my line of business. Well, of course, the government keeps coming out with more and more regulations. You know, Alex has pointed out that the insurance companies are behind this health care bill, so-called. But here's the thing. First of all, I got a letter recently from one of the insurance companies I'm appointed with, I do health insurance with, telling me that my contract was terminated, and it said without cause. So I called them, and to make a long story short, this woman called me back and told me, we're not going to tell you why. Just cut and dry. Well, I can't say this is definitely the case, but I just have a sneaking suspicion I know what it is. I had emailed a bunch of people some stuff about Obama in relation to what you guys cover. And this one woman who's a customer of mine with this company wrote me back an email telling me, well, she believes I have a First Amendment right. What I said was appalling, and, you know, I should be ashamed of myself, et cetera. And she's going to not, you know, go look for a different insurance company. And I just have a suspicion that she reported me to the insurance company. And then the other thing was, I had gotten an email from this same company, you know, about the coverage for the flu vaccine, specifically the swine flu. So I contacted them, sent them some information, and I just got the feeling putting those two things together, you know, that they just didn't like the fact that I'm not being politically correct and going with the flow, and so decided, well, you know, we just need to get rid of you because you're not a team player anymore, but, you know, whatever. I'm going to do what's right. I don't care.
Damn straight, Stephen. It's a good thing that you've done that, actually. You know, it's heartening to hear that somebody is actually choosing humanity over the almighty dollar and really concerned with people, even if that means them running you in like a, you know, like a toddler going to tell the second grade teacher that you're passing notes in class in order to get you fired. You went with your conscience and you did the right thing. Continue.
The other thing I just want to share, and this is even bigger. I just finished doing some, it's called anti-money laundering training that we are required to do now if we're life insurance agents. Now, the interesting thing about this has been required of all life insurance agents since 2006, and it's because of the Patriot Act. because what they're saying is we want to catch these criminals that are laundering money, that are running drugs, you know, et cetera. So I just went through and did all this training online. And here's what I found really interesting, Jason. Do you know who oversees the law and the prosecution of those, whether it's somebody with the insurance industry, as well as people, you know, that are so-called criminals that launder money? Do you know who oversees the prosecution of this?
I want to say it's the SEC, but I'm probably wrong.
No. The Federal Reserve Board and the Treasury.
Well, is that after they basically consolidated all that power at the G8s and G20 earlier this year, starting in April, that they gave the Fed all those new powers, including SEC powers, or does that predate this?
No, it predates it. This, like I said, goes back to, you know, 05-06, and it ties it specifically in, it's section 300-something in the Patriot Act.
Oh, but, you know, so the Patriot Act.
No coincidence that here we have the criminals prosecuting those that probably aren't criminals.
It's a sick joke, but we live it every day, and hopefully we can expose this agenda on a mass level and bring some sort of semblance back to this country, really try to reinstitute the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights and go after those corporate criminals, those establishment elites and their talking heads. I thank you for the call, Stephen. We're going to go to Mike in Pennsylvania, and then we're going to hit up Fabled Enemies, the cover-up chapter. Mike, you have the floor.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a big fan of yours, man. I wish you were on more. I really do.
Thanks.
And I listen to your stuff offline, too.
Oh, excellent.
Anyhow, I'm from Strasburg, and Obama will be in Allentown, Pennsylvania on December 4th, Friday. And I just want to let the listeners know that we could use some boots on the ground. And if we can get, like, you know, 10,000 people down there or whatever, I don't know.
Well, we need to get people down there to expose ClimateGate and say, hey, this guy is still going to Copenhagen in a couple weeks. This guy is still sending 34,000 troops into Afghanistan, expanding the war. Why aren't we holding him accountable? How can people get in touch with you? Go ahead.
Anything. I mean, he's going to be making his speech on Tuesday. I mean, come on. I mean, I want people to go down there, and this is why I'm calling you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
is there any way for
me
to get in touch with you?
Go,
do you have a website?
You know?
Yeah, do you have a website or an email or anything you want to give out over the air so maybe you can get a couple people to get in contact with you, coordinate a bit?
No, I don't, Jason. I wish I did. I'm
hey, Mike, that's fine.
This.
Strasburg, yeah. Pennsylvania, this Friday, December 4th.
No,
Mike will be there.
John. Jason,
what's that?
In Allentown.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allentown. I thought you said Strasburg.
Yeah,
Allentown,
and the
Pennsylvania.
Thing is, Jason, is he has picked Allentown because it's a blue collar town, and it's one of his talking points that he's going to bring jobs to Allentown, and you know, and it's not going to work. But
well,
you know,
he's always portrayed himself as, you know, a savior to the blue collar worker. You remember when he was running for president and, oh, here comes Obama with the donuts and the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. He must be a great guy. And unfortunately, the simpletons out there fall for it. He is a really good guy. And we were set up that way because our last president was such a horrible speaker and so easy to see through. People actually took comfort into this next establishment individual because he could speak in front of an audience and he could relate to the little guy. After all, he was a black man that came up through the struggles to become the president of the United States of America, not a rich president billionaire's oil son. But unfortunately, he works for the same exact elites out there. Thank you, Mike, for the call. People, get down to Allentown, Pennsylvania this Friday. Bring a camera. It is your ultimate tool in the info war. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. We'll go back to Forrest, Steve, Jeff, and others in a moment. But I want to play the rest of the cover-up chapter in Fabled Enemies. Picking up where we left off, we're about to get into the 9/11 Commission cover-up. Hit the clip.
Carried out the attacks alone. Yet two wars and 7 years later, he's still on the loose. The bipartisan commission was full of insiders who whitewashed the events of that day to the point it was comical.
5 years after the horrors of 9/11, there's a new way to look at those unforgettable images. Through color, caricature, and captions, comic book veterans Ernie Colon and Sid Jacobson have brought to life the 9/11 Commission Report. It took a year and a half to distill 600 pages down to less than 150.
When you hear about the idea of the 9/11 Commission Report as essentially a comic book, your first reaction is, what are you, crazy?
It's accurate. I mean, the graphic version is accurate. That's what happened.
Thomas Keene was the co-chair of the commission with Lee Hamilton. They would write a book together called Without Precedent. In it, he would claim that NORAD and the Pentagon did not tell the truth and that indictments were considered. If the report itself wasn't accurate, how could the comic book be? Thomas Keene is now traveling the country in order to instruct teachers on how to teach 9/11 for their young, impressionable minds. The 9/11 Commission was such a cover-up that Max Cleland, an appointed member, went off on Wolf Blitzer.
A deal announced yesterday between the White House and the commission investigating the September 11th attacks is proving to be rather controversial. Under the agreement, only certain members of the commission will be allowed to review classified documents from the White House, and their notes will be subject to administration review. Today, some relatives of people who were killed in the attacks criticized the agreement. And our next guest, who's a member of the commission, claimed the deal is disgusting. Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, a Democrat, joins me here.
Well, you've used the word deal three times. I don't think the 9/11 Commission ought to be making deals with our own government under the responsibility we have from the Congress and our responsibility to the American people. To get all the facts and let all the commissioners look at those facts. Now, we've had to subpoena the FAA for those documents. We've had to subpoena NORAD for those documents. I'm in favor of subpoenaing the White House for the documents we need so that all the commissioners can get to see all the documents that we need. That's the only way we can face the American people and the families and say we have done a thorough investigation independently of the White House and the entire executive branch. The president has said only a minority of the commission can see a minority of the documents, and then they have to clear what they're going to say to the rest of the commission with the White House.
If you're one of those four that gets to see these documents, would that change your opinion?
No. They don't want any more eyeballs to see their documents than they can possibly get away with. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
Cleland would later resign.
Well, they have something to cover up, and the 9/11 Commission, of course, was a master cover-up. We know that. The question is what it was covering up.
I don't believe the reports on September 11th put out by the 9/11 Commission or by Congress. I've seen one put out by the 9/11 Commission, and it was basically hundreds of pages of nothing. It was very generic. It was very indirect, indistinct, devoid of facts, devoid of hard positions. It was things like mistakes were made. We need to improve human intelligence. This is nothing. I mean, it's like, yes, I stand for truth, justice, and the American way. But it was vapid. It was a waste of time and money, but gives the impression that, oh, yes, the government is doing something. The government is studying the issue.
Well, what makes me really disappointed, and that's an understatement, is that Congress's role is oversight. And Congress, even today, you'll see members of Congress saying, well, we haven't implemented everything that the 9/11 Commission recommended. And the 9/11 commissioners have said that the administration obstructed them, lied to them.
The staff statements were described by various commissioners to be an indictment of the FBI in particular, but also an indictment of the CIA.
I don't think the chairman and I have ever characterized the staff statements as an indictment. It's possible others have done that. We have not. And Tom and I have heard repeated praises from people in your business, in the media business, thanking us for the quality of those statements.
I would second that, and by the way, I never, ever would correct the vice chairman, but I'm afraid I did characterize one of those statements as an indictment.
So how can you start with a document that you know is false and take that to the American people as a document by which Congress's accomplishments should be measured.
Dennis Kucinich would present 35 articles of impeachment against the Bush administration.
All right, let's pull the clip. I really just wanted to play it up to the point where Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton think it's hilarious that they could have indicted the FBI and the CIA and, you know, maybe NORAD and the FAA. And we didn't tell the truth. Apparently, that's funny. I don't find it very funny. You know, they don't want to talk about General Mahmoud Ahmed and the wire transfer. They don't want to talk about the drills on 9/11. They don't want to talk about the inside hijackings. They don't want to talk about the evidence. All right, let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Giving 2009 to you.
Oh, I missed that last part. What was that?
Oh, I was just saying, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
Weekend to you. 2009, yes, sir.
So what's on your mind, Forrest?
Well, I downloaded the movie on Prison Planet TV, the Creation of the Global Union by Robert G. Ross.
Okay.
And he talks about how the Rockefeller family had like $11.48 trillion back in 1998, and the Rothschilds were worth about $100 to $400 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what are some other trillionaire families that are part of the shadow government that are for the open world UN.
You know, that is a good question. What are the other trillionaire families out there? I don't know that there are any trillionaire families outside of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. I do encourage people to go check out 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springenmeier, which, by the way, I disagree with a lot of the points. But if you're looking for family names like the Astors, the Russell family, the Kennedy families, and many others, you can see the infrastructure, the Morgans. You really start to see, though, that the Rothschilds seem to be at that apex, like you just said, $1 to $400 trillion. And then the Rockefellers are only worth a few trillion in comparison. That's a pretty monumental difference. And then the scale only goes down from there. So I think when you see the apex of this pyramid-like structure of families, I really do believe that the Rothschilds do rule the tippy top. But I think that the Rockefeller family is more that line that is into the eugenics, is into the planning, is into the Kissinger-type operations, is into the think tanks, is into the expansion. And the Rothschilds are much more satisfied with sitting back, being the people that print the money, and then they just have some of their family members and minions out there promoting some of the more soft-core stuff. Instead of the hardline wars, they promote things like global warming and climate change to bring about the agenda of one world government. But go check out 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Again, I don't believe all of it. I think some of it is tripe, but a lot of it's really good. A lot of it reads like a history book, and a lot of the facts in there can be verified. So go check that out, Forrest. Answer your question?
I mean, Jay Rockefeller, he's a U.S. senator of West Virginia over here. He's for that cap and trade. It's gonna
not only is he for cap
industry.
And trade, he's for the Cyberbullying Act and cybersecurity, censorship of the internet. I mean, this guy poses as a savior on so many levels, and he is anything but. I thank you for the call, Forrest. And let's not forget, Nelson Rockefeller was vice president of the United States. He was governor of New York. He called for a new world order time and time and time again. He ran for the presidency. But David Rockefeller, he ain't fooling. He'll write in his own autobiography that he is unapologetic and he and his family are part of a cabal to bring about a one world government. We'll finish up with Stephen and Jeff on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the previous 3 hours, you can go to theinfowarrior.com after the show and get the podcast. Share it about. Spread the word. Share it with your neighbors, your friends, your family. I hope that you took this Thanksgiving as an opportunity for truth, that you did whip out a DVD, that you did talk about the ClimateGate emails, that you did talk about the Copenhagen Treaty and world government, that you maybe passed along Fall of the Republic, Fabled Enemies, The Obama Deception, Loose Change, Final Cut, all very important films. All right, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
I got a comment and a question. Comment, sure. Real quick. I'm in college. I'm taking some online college courses. I won't name the institution, but I just finished my final on, you'll get this, environmental science.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. I'm learning about both sides at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope I'm going to spring all the information I've gathered onto my instructor after I get my final score, of course.
Probably a smart deal.
Yeah. anyways, my question, your Facebook account. Are you still taking Facebook friends?
Yeah, I'm down to less than my last 500, and then they're going to cut me off. You can have 5,000 Facebook friends. I just checked it. I'm at 4,552, so a little less than 500 left. All that I ask is once you are my friend, you post no more than 2 times a day because my wall does get quite cluttered up, and you really don't even get to see my posts. But it is a great place to exchange information. Thousands of people on there. It's the main way I get the word out about my films and about my projects.
Yeah, I'm new to it, so I'm just learning how to do all this Facebook stuff.
Steve. Don't get all the applications. A lot of the applications are junk. They're going to try to make you play. Let's play mobsters. I want you to be my friend.
Yeah.
Here's a gift. Get rid of all that crap. It's basically a glorified email service with a wall post that people get involved on. But there are a lot of good groups out there.
How do I find your account, though?
It's just called facebook.com/theinfowarrior, or if you can't find me that way, if you Google Jason Burmis, it's one of the first three things that come up: my Facebook, my MySpace, the Wikipedia page. So get at me. All right, I'm going to take one more call, Steve. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, final caller. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Good.
I got two quick ones I just want to make, let you know. Mm-hmm. I'm taking automotive in college right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next step of the emissions control,
I got
a few options. One is roadside computers to track your car.
Uh-huh. Already being instituted in the Netherlands, by the way. Go ahead.
Just to let you know if you're committing an environmental fraud, if your car's letting off emissions and they can pull you over and tell you go to the mechanic, get it fixed.
And it's also used to track, trace, and database you, like in the Netherlands, where they're going to be charging people a tax based on the kilometers they actually drive. Continue.
Next point, quick one. Here in Canada, we just paid $2.7 million for our Prince Charles and his wife Camilla.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
To Canada.
Oh, we're paying for the Royals trip. They don't have enough money, so we need to pay for royalty to get here. That reminds me of the 2008 Bilderberg Conference, where Apple, with our tax dollars, Apple basically made 144 separate iPods engraved Bilderberg 2008 at the Department of Defense's expense, which translates to U.S. taxpayers. Go ahead, Jeff. Final point.
Well, what else are the plebs for? But, the last point was, have you guys heard anything, I haven't seen you guys posting anything about Canadian officials coming out on Afghan torture.
You know, I don't know much about that. What are they coming out on?
Lots of articles coming out on the CBC.
Well, I'd have to see it. I probably haven't seen it because it's not in the States right now, so email it to me or post it on my Facebook and I'll check it out. Remember, folks, you missed any of the program, go to theinfowarrior.com. Please get Fabled Enemies. Spread it out there. That's the truth about 9/11. Thank you, CBC Fifth Estate, for a fair and honest peace. We'll be back next week. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.